Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on this first Sunday of the new year, January 6th, 2019. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message this Epiphany Sunday is Wise Men. The Old Testament lesson today is Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6, and the New Testament lesson is Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12.
Our New Testament lesson is the story of those wise men. Hear them as Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 tells the story. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it had been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Please join me in a word of prayer. God of the star and God of dreams, you send us signs that we might follow you, and you have sent us the gift of your Holy Scripture, through which we might know you and hear your will for our lives. Help us to discern what epiphany you have for us today, that we might know your will and then have the courage to practice it. In Jesus' name, amen. As I started writing the sermon this week on Wednesday and Thursday morning, we were in the struggle over a government shutdown. But here we are on Sunday, we're still in that struggle. Yes, there's the struggle over the wall, the fence, the border security, but of course it's a struggle about power. And we have a leader who started off his time in office with a travel ban, Executive Order 13769, protecting the nation from forced terrorist entry into the United States. A ban for countries Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, Chad, Iraq, and Sudan. But not banning Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt. It got labeled as a ban on Muslim countries. And this ban jumped out at me this week because as I was doing research about the Magi, I got to wondering if they might have gotten banned by the travel ban. And also because Herod was quite concerned about who these foreigners were who were entering into his territory of Bethlehem, searching for the king of the Jews. For the arrival of those Magi created alarm bells for Herod. He was afraid. Now, there are things that we know about the Magi, or think that we know about the Magi. First of all, we think that there were three of them. But the scripture doesn't say there were three wise men. It just says that they brought three gifts. And so we've simplified that down to, well, then one king brought the gift of gold, one king brought myrrh, and one king brought frankincense. But there could have been 20. There could have been 15. One person could have brought more than one gift. But the idea of these men traveling have created legends in and of themselves, to the extent in which later expanders on this story gave them names: Balthazar, Caspar, Melchior. And the Magi, from which comes our word magic, sometimes we think of as kings or even magicians. But probably they would have studied what we would have now called astrology. Maybe they were from Persia. And that Middle East scholar, Kenneth Bailey, who I referenced a few weeks ago, he's the one who wrote about Jesus through Middle Eastern eyes, added to my knowledge about the Magi. Sometimes we say they saw the star in the east. But the translation that we read today said we saw the star at its rising. I had never thought about this, but if they saw the star in the east, then they would have been going towards China. So really, when we sang our hymn, the star is westward leading, still proceeding. They saw the star at its rising. They came from the east, and they traveled west. And Bailey theorizes that the Magi may have come from Persia. Maybe they were of Arabic descent. His evidence he cites for this is that another ancient historian, Justin Martyr, who himself was a Palestinian Christian in the year 160 AD, wrote specifically that the wise men came from Arabia. He also cites a 1920 scholar who had contacted a Bedouin tribe, a nomadic tribe, in what would be modern-day Jordan. Jordan lies to the east of Bethlehem, across the Jordan River, and the tribal name of this Bedouin tribe translates as those who study the planets. And then Bailey asks us to reconsider what our own definition of the East is. For perhaps these wise men came from across the river. Maybe they didn't come as far east as we imagine. The way that we would say Arizona is east of us. But some people think back east means the Atlantic coast. And to some, Indiana is still the west, or at least the Midwest. So our ideas of East and West need some examination. But wherever these Magi had arrived from, clearly they are not local. So the Christ child is then being visited, perhaps by Iraqis, Iranians, Syrians, bringing precious and expensive gifts. And who in their behavior extend homage, worship of the Christ child. And they are welcomed and now part of our nativity scene. These foreigners, these men from another country. And it shows that from his birth, that Christ is a gift for the world, not just for the locals of Bethlehem, not just for the people of Israel, but that God gave his Son as a gift to the world, to the entire planet. And so our nativity scenes have not just the folks from Bethlehem, but these foreign visitors, these usually three, magi in their rich clothes, demonstrating how Jesus will be for the Jews and for the Gentiles. Not for one ethnicity, but for all people, right from the beginning. And so that got me wondering about how our lives of faith could emulate our own nativity scenes, the ones that we have been displaying in this church and in our housing. Do our lives look like this? Are we willing to stand side by side with foreigners, especially with those of Arabic descent? I think in our current political culture and in our post-9/11 world, there is a widespread American suspicion of men from the East. And while there is some cause for this, it is also affecting individuals from that region of the world who have done nothing wrong. And so we can see Middle Eastern appearing men getting extra screening from the travel security, TSA, or women in hijab being harassed on public transportation, or even when leaders have concern over certain countries and not over others. And this actually isn't new. It's part of our human tribalism. Who's in and who's out? This isn't an American problem. This isn't a European problem about who's in and who's out with immigration. This is a human problem. And who we define as who's in and who's out changes in different eras. Let us not forget that in the 1940s, it was other people from the East who were considered the enemy. It was the slanty-eyed, untrustworthy Japanese. So untrustworthy, so foreign, that they needed to be rounded up and interned away from the coastal cities. My own father and his family were relocated to Gila River, Arizona, losing everything they had. There is a place for countries to have their own boundaries and their own sovereignty. I do understand that that's a political issue that needs to be figured out, and I'll be praying for our politicians to figure that out. But when these large issues are being raised, the aspect that touches our lives is the fear part, the fear of the foreigner. And it is this fear and the blanket stereotypes of those others that doesn't match our nativity scene. This scene is not about the fear of the other. It's a sign of the peace of the Christ child. It's our fear of foreigners that I am concerned about and want us to pay attention to, because it infiltrates into our lives and into our families' lives. I don't know if this happened to you over winter break, but I had an extended relative who shall not be named, who was complaining about all those immigrants living in the United States and all the problems those immigrants have been causing. When my sister-in-law, who lives in Seattle, quietly and calmly reminded him that she was married to an immigrant. In fact, a man from Milan in Italy, a tenured professor in macroeconomics. Yes, an immigrant and even a non-citizen. And the father of the little relatives running around in the house. It was her way to gently remind him to not lump all foreigners into the other pile and consider them the problem and them the evil. And without being overly judgmental, was able to diffuse a little bit of the fear in the room. So I'm looking at these magi today and how they are giving us that same reminder to not lump all the Persians, Asians, people from Yemen, people from Jordan, people from Palestine as dark-skinned, bearded men as terrorists. For indeed, some come bearing gifts. Some come longing to pay homage to the Christ child and seeking peace. Many come with gracious intentions, or even their own mysterious and personal reasons for coming, and don't even plan on staying. But mostly that each of these magi are human beings, just like us, trying to find some hope in the world. May our own lives then reflect us, standing side by side with the Magi, side by side with the shepherds of Bethlehem, alongside Mary, who magnifies the Lord, and Joseph, who participates in God's plan, putting our focus on Christ. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.